We want to teach you some out of the Revelation this afternoon, and you don't need to necessarily regard this as a message, but as a teaching. And we'll labor a little bit in teaching and encourage you to take notes and to study. Show yourself approved, a workman unto God that needed not to be ashamed. It's good to study the Scriptures together. To get something at a certain depth for our soul, get some depth of knowledge, understanding will help us to have a foundation to build a Christian experience on, foundation to understand truth. We want to look at the 10th chapter of Revelation and try to deal with that some with the help of the Lord. Desire your prayers. No, we're not sufficient of ourselves to do anything. The Lord can help us this morning, and we know that. We've had this burden on our heart. I'm thankful for an end-time ministry that has a desire to be faithful. God's not left His people without a witness and without people that are gifted to share the gospel. And I'm glad for what the Lord is doing. I'm glad for what He's raising up. And I'm looking for more for His ministry, more of the things of God for us. But I'm glad God has a ministry. He said in the first chapter of Revelation that the seven stars were in His right hand. That's the arm of power, the right arm. He's not giving any of those seven stars to the enemy. He's not allowing somebody else to have those seven stars in their hand. But He's keeping His ministry in His hand. He's keeping control, and He will have control. This 10th chapter, my understanding, is dealing with the evening time angel or the evening time ministry. Angels are not necessarily beings with wings as the seraphim and cherubim. But in Galatians 4:14, I believe Paul says, "You received me as an angel." Let me turn to it and read it just a moment. I believe that's Galatians 4:14. "And my temptation which was in my flesh ye despised not, nor rejected, but received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus." So we find that Paul here was received as an angel of God. And if you've read Paul's writings and you understand anything about Paul, I'm sure that you would say also that he's been an angel to you. A messenger of God for your good. And the ministry today is supposed to be following right in the footsteps of Jesus, right in the footsteps of Paul, to be a messenger from God to the people. We need people that will be messengers. Amen. Qualified, called, Holy Ghost called, with Holy Ghost anointing and unction to be messengers to the people. Now, because it says another, I saw another mighty angel, does not necessarily mean that it was because it says I saw another mighty angel, does not necessarily mean that this angel was just one person. A ministry can be a ministry of one person, or it can be a ministry of more than one person. But he says here, this might be a distraction. We'll just wait till this gets up, and then I'll go on.